Garden of Eden behind them.
There we go.
Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for fun with Melly. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are ready. This is so, so cool that the very topic we're talking about today is really happening right now with the tariffs. How cool is that? I thought that was super, super great timing, because this is just bringing down their entire kingdom. The tariffs, they hate it because it's bringing down their entire kingdom. It's very, very exciting. If you guys are new here, this is what we're doing. We're studying end times and a thousand years of peace. This study guide, we're on chapter 21. Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen. The best verse in the whole Bible. Well, except for that Jesus loves us. All right, so we're going to get started. Let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us. Thank you so much, Lord, for being with us, for guiding us every step, for keeping us, our hearts encouraged. Your face shines on us, and we are just filled with peace and joy and constant faith. So thank you, Lord, that you brought us together. Thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us the truth. Thank you, Lord, that you have enabled us and called us to be your great army. Just what an honor. We just have to pinch ourselves forever knowing that you picked us. We were picked to be on the team. We just thank you so much. And I just pray that today that you'll help us to understand the truth of Revelation, so that as people start to wake up, that we're ready. We have an answer for the hope that lies in us, that we understand it so well that we can explain it to others, and that they'll be ready to receive it. Lord, just show us what we should do so we can get this truth out to people, so they'll come out from under the beds and have complete joy and faith that this is happening now. We're taking the kingdom by force, and we'll have beautiful days ahead, a thousand years of peace, the golden age, just as you promised. We pray for all that are on the front lines, and just ask you to continue to bless each one. Help us to do whatever you see fit, Lord. Whatever you put in our hearts, just give us the boldness to share it in the right places and make it effective. And we pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, let's get started. Let's get started. This is the website right here, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Tons of resources over there, 1,000+ videos. And one of the things that you can do is, if you have not, come on, little mouse. Don't tell me my mouse is not doing. Oh, seriously. my mouse just stopped. Isn't that the weirdest thing? Okay, that's weird. Okay, the mouse just it's not doing at all. That is, what are we going to do? Isn't it funny? I've got the microphone working, everything's working. And then that decides not to work just now. I really seriously don't know what to do.
Is it wireless?
Uh-huh.
Do you need a battery?
Well, okay.
You got a little thing on your computer.
Oh, I got it. It just started working. Okay.
Okay.
That was weird. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So this is the website, freedomforce.live. And if you go right here to videos, playlists, you can see all the, let me just click on it. If you want to catch up, just right here where it says live small group end time studies, you can catch up on all of the other videos that we have done. And so you can, you know, or if there's certain areas you're like, I really don't think I completely understand that concept about Jubilee or about the horsemen or about whatever, you know, the trumpets, whatever it is, you can go back over there and kind of get a refresher on those things. Also, this one is the summary of Revelation. That one might be a good one to share. Here, it did it again. Uh-oh, it's doing it again. I guess I'm going to have to go get a battery, maybe, if that would make it. Yeah, because it's just, okay, yeah, that's weird. All right, I'm going to have to go get a battery. Sorry about that. Let me see if I can get it at least doing enough. That is just so weird. Sorry about that, you guys. I can run real super quick, and I will... Yeah, it's just acting weird. Apologize for that.
The best laid plans. He reminds us who's in control.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to play you guys the video. Enjoy that, and I'll be right back.
Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom. A day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position.
All right, looks like we're going. Okay, let's just see how this goes. All right, so everybody, thanks for being patient. Y'all are so great. All right, so here is where you would see all the videos, like I said. And this one, what I was trying to say before, is that this one right here, this Revelation Expanded Summary, is a really good one to help if someone really wants to know in one video the basics, the detail of Revelation. That's a good one to share right there, Revelation Expanded Summary. So anyway, so go ahead and do that. And also don't forget to like, hit the button right now, everybody, hit the like button and share with people so that they understand, hey, look, this is a different take on Revelation than what maybe they have heard. And I posted a video yesterday about how the, you know, there's a dark side to this rapture story that they have taught us, because basically everybody who doesn't get taken out, it ends up, you know, in a nuclear holocaust. And so that's pretty, pretty scary, pretty horrible. And so basically they're defining, therefore, also in everyone's mind that anyone who is not raptured is, quote, the wicked. And so my contention is that's not the case. The wicked is a whole different ballgame. A whole different ballgame. The people who are the wicked are those who've literally taken in demons. Sorry to give you a little red pill this morning, but that's the case. These people have literally sided with the dark side and joined with the evil forces to do evil to humanity. And 99.999% of the people in the world are not doing that. you know, that we might have a difference of opinion. We might not understand different things. We may, you know, have different sins that have entangled us, but we're not doing that. Most of humanity is not doing that. And that's what's so great is now we're, it's just a small, small group of people and we can take them. We can take them in Jesus' name. All right. So this is what the whole movement is about, is to remove those really evil ones from the earth. So again, this is the chapter right here. This is chapter 21. Babylon is fallen, this evil system. And yeah, this is what it clearly talks about in chapter 17 of Revelation. It talks about she has become a home for demons. This is who we're talking about. We're not talking about someone who maybe, you know, stole a pencil in second grade. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about people who have maybe, you know, gotten entangled with, you know, drugs or you name it. Okay. We're talking about people who've literally sided with demons and taken them in to be controlled by them. It's very, very evil. So we're going to, the Lord's going to guide us through as we do this study, as he always does. So let's go, Miss Tammy. You ready? Okay. Read for us number one.
Yes. Revelation 18:2 just might have the most wonderful phrase in the entire Bible. After all this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout. Babylon is fallen. The great city is fallen. She has become a home for demons. She is a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. Babylon is
fallen. Yay. Babylon. I had to put it on there three times. Babylon is fallen.
It's fallen.
Oh, can you imagine, you guys? Just imagine that day when this happens, when they're gone. We've just been fighting for so long and we've been under their boot for so long. It's just hard to even imagine, but it's going to happen. Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. Now, some people say Babylon is America. This is not true. It's not any one particular nation. It's not any one particular. It's those who have joined, like I said before, with the demons. So, yeah, I'm going to make it a little bit bigger so you guys can see it a little bit better. So let's go ahead to number two. Babylon is a habitation of what?
A city home for demons.
That's right. That's right.
So when Babylon falls, so do they.
Yay. Okay, now I'm struggling. I'll get, sorry about that. It'd be nice if I made it still so you could read it. Go ahead.
That's okay. Reminder, Babylon is not a particular country. Babylon is not America. Babylon is the criminal mafia cabal, a.k.a. the New World Order.
Yes, that's right. It's a habitation. It's exactly what it says right here in this verse. Revelation chapter 18, she has become a home for demons. A home for demons. And this is what there's just, they have really tried so hard to confuse people on this one topic. And this is that demons don't have the power unless they dwell within someone. Unless someone opens that door for them to do, for the demons to act and live in them. And that's horrible for us to even think about. But if you think about that, the Holy Spirit dwells within you and the Holy Spirit acts through you. And we have a wonderful patriot on here who every week says, go be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so that's, you know, the Holy Spirit acts through us. You know, he, you know, takes care of our families through us. He loves through us. He helps the downtrodden. He speaks the truth through us. All these things, the Holy Spirit works through us in the same way. The opposite way, the demons work through these people. Okay. And so they have to make a home for the demons. And they are, it's like basically a temple of Satan. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. They have become a temple of demons. Okay, does that help it make sense a little bit better? Okay, so there's a lot of misunderstanding about that, especially when we talk about the, you know, Genesis chapter 6, and it talks about, you know, the heavens sexual relations. It's not about a physical sexual relation. It's about that they've literally taken them in to be part of them. Okay, so that's, you know, and they really, they do everything in the world for people to not understand that basic concept. Okay, all right, number three.
Okay, Give examples of how the powerful kings, the New World Order criminal cabal, and their minions have grown rich through her delicacies. For example, making money by controlling media empires as a mouthpiece for the New World Order's powerful lies. For Revelation 18:3, for all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desire for extravagant luxury. The merchants of the world have grown rich.
Yes, yes, exactly. This is exactly what we're seeing. For, you know, that is in the mainstream media right now. The mainstream news is that that everybody is, basically the entire world knows that we're stopping these tariffs because not that the people of China have gotten rich, not that the people of Venezuela have gotten rich, not that the people of whatever country you name have gotten rich. It's these ones at the top who have siphoned off the wealth of every nation and enslaved their people. And this is what it's talking about. It's their desires for extravagant luxury. You know, everyone likes things that are nice. Everyone likes to have something nice. But extravagant luxury is where it's at the expense of someone else, enslaving someone else, impoverishing others. This is what we will not abide. That's what has to stop now. And I just really appreciate what, of course, President Trump is doing for humanity. And also for all the people like Rubio, he is explaining this. He says this has to stop now. Besant has been doing the same thing. This has to stop now because the humanity is, it's just, there's, people are in suffering. And it's time for Main Street to have some benefit. All right. Yeah, their desire, they've committed adultery. In other words, they've committed treason. It's unfaithfulness to their country when they sell out their country. Like when they sent over now 90,000 factories from America over to other countries. This was adultery. They were being faithful to another country, and they were really being faithful to themselves. They were being faithful to the people on the top of the New World Order. They weren't being faithful to the people of Vietnam or the people of China or wherever. They've committed adultery so that they are doing being unfaithful to their people. So this is all these people, the kings of this world, have done this. And they've grown very, very, very rich. But we're going to find out what's going to happen here as they are fallen. And I'm telling you, this is what's happening in the news right now. Go ahead, Miss Tammy.
Okay. So what is the warning in Revelation 18:4, and to whom? When I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her.
Yes. So, what is the warning?
The warning is that you better stop doing it, or you're going to pay the price.
Right.
Judgment is coming now.
Right. And he's given the warning over yes. and over.
You
know,
yes,
he has given. President Trump has given the warning, you know, and the Lord has given the warning, and you know we're given the warning. You know, we're as mm-hmm. we post everything you post is like you people. We're not putting up with this anymore. And they just didn't figure that there was anything that could happen that would bring their system down. You know, but this what President Trump is doing right now, as of April 2nd, is proving that this is going to bring down their entire criminal network of wealth. This is what it's talking about in Revelation chapter 18. All right, number 5.
What do those in Babylon receive as a penalty for their evil deeds? For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her.
Yep.
She will get double punishment.
Right, right. What do they receive? They receive double. Yep. Funny, you know, like with Joseph, he would receive double blessing. You know, we are receiving double blessing, but he says double her penalty for all her evil deeds. You know, this is not taught really in the church so much. Now, what they accept. What's so horrible is that with this Schofield teaching, this very strong-headed, in my opinion, end times teaching is that people who are just trying to live their lives, and maybe they take a chip for you know, to try to save their family, oh, they'll be punished forever for that. That is clearly not the case. But for those who have done this evil against humanity, who've taken in demons, they've become a home for demons, they will. They will. And they brewed a cup of terror for others. Brew twice as much for her. And we know about what they've done. We've seen what's happened on Epstein Island. We've seen what they've done. To join in this evil club, they've had to terrorize others. And it's not just that they've impoverished us. It's that they've intentionally, you know, done these evil things to children. And that's how they've joined the club. And then they also, you know, I think of what happened during COVID. That they intentionally, the ones at the top, not the regular people, but the ones at the top knew that they were sending out a poison that would cause untold devastation. And that they would intentionally keep us from family members and literally, well, when they were at their dying days. It's just a cup of terror that they've done to us. And all the physical maladies that we've had, all the, you know, just the people in impoverished, the people in enslaved, all over the world, it's a cup of terror. You know, the people eating out of garbage cans in garbage trucks in Venezuela, it's a cup of terror. And they brewed it. They brewed it, and they enjoyed it. It's so evil. It's so hard for us to even fathom. We just cannot imagine having that level of evil unless you understand that these people have taken in demons. That's the only explanation for it. So that they will be receiving a penalty, a double penalty for this. All right, that's the truth about it. All right, number six.
Describe the attitude of the New World Order in Revelation 18:7. She boasted in her heart, "I am queen on my throne. I am no helpless widow, and I have no reason to mourn."
Right. So who's this talking about?
The New World Order, the rich people who think that they have nothing to worry about because they have enough money to take care of themselves and they don't have to be responsible. And they have not been held responsible for their crimes for quite a while. So they're in for
right. Little... Exactly. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, we've been getting away with it for, you know, so long. And they, so now match that with torment. Their attitude is, I'm a queen. I'm the one in control. Nobody can stop me. Like a Jezebel. And Jezebel was stopped. Remember that? She was thrown out the window, if you remember that. And the dogs, licked up her blood. Yeah. So Jezebel, she thought she was all that, and she was the queen, and she found out that was, not going to work. And so, I'm no helpless widow. I'm not one of these little poor people on the side that is, you know, I'm here to mistreat them. I'm here. They're the scum on my shoe, right? I have no reason to mourn or be worried. I have no reason to be sad like these poor little nothings. Yeah. I'm the queen. Yeah, that's been their attitude. And you see it. They still, and now we're, a lot of this is the people at the very top that you never see. You never see their names or know who they are. But the ones who are their minions have had that same attitude. It's like, you know, they don't even care. They do not care one little bit about what we have suffered. And they feel like they're the ones in charge. All right, number seven.
Okay. Describe Babylon's downfall. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. Death and mourning and famine. She will be completely consumed by fire. For the Lord God who judges her is mighty.
Amen. She'll be completely consumed by fire. And when people say, oh, nothing's going to ever happen. No one's ever going to be held to an account. I'm like, it's all throughout the Bible. It's clear as a bell. There's no doubt they will be held to an account. Anybody have any questions about that? Right? So, guys, you can put on the chat what you think is your answer to some of these things. My question was, describe their downfall in a single day. Interesting. It's, you know, interesting that it says a single day. Do you guys think it's going to be a single day? I mean, I think sometimes the phrasing is it'll happen quickly. is the point.
Yes, and I think that awareness will happen. Maybe everything is not going to happen in the single day, but I think suddenly.
Right, there you go.
Suddenly we are going to know.
Right. I think, and this has become very, very obvious to people when they're like, why are you so freaked out about, you know, trying to make sure that we have manufacturing in America and where we can, you know, produce our own products. Why are you so adamantly against that? Which doesn't make any sense. But yeah, and the reality is it's not only stopping. I mentioned this the other day, and I don't know how many people saw that post, but I'm like, Lutnick, Secretary Lutnick, kind of went off script a little bit, and he said this is going to basically, I'm going to put it in my words, basically going to stop child labor and slavery, because if we can say with the tariffs, we're not going, you know, the first thing is to say we're going to tariff anyone who is not having a fair trade. First of all, that's the first step. But the next step is if someone is mistreating their people, doing child labor, we're not buying from you. I mean, this is really what it's boiling down to. This, we're going to resolve international conflicts with economics, with economic diplomacy. And so don't think about that this is going to, you're going to continue harming your people at, you know, and getting rich at their expense. It's not going to happen. So yeah, these plagues will overtake her in a single day, death and mourning and famine. They're all that they've had. They're living large, and it will completely come crashing down. So don't ever doubt it. She will be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord who judges her, judges this New World Order system, is mighty. And, you know, that's the thing that they never really, I've not heard in any of the end times teaching, what is this talking about? You know, who is this evil doers that will be, you know, are being judged? You know, and it's just kind of this, you never do get your arms around. What is it that they're in such big trouble? But when you find out what these people have done intentionally to humanity, that makes sense. That makes sense that God, why God is so angry. I was just talking with, y'all saw Cheyenne came on my street this week, and he stopped the truck. He's like, Miss Melly. So I can't believe I'm driving down the road and there's Miss Melly. And so he's been watching the show for a long, long time. He's been part of the Freedom Force Battalion. Hey, Cheyenne, if you're here. But he was saying that when he heard that, you know, that God was going to come and destroy people because they didn't, you know, maybe put their faith in Jesus, they just had been brainwashed. They didn't understand about, you know, exactly why, you know, trust me, if you're a Muslim, if you live in a Muslim country and you go and you put your faith in Jesus, it makes your life really, really hard. Anyway, he was so like, how would God, who's a loving God, why would he destroy these people who just have been living their lives? That just doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is to destroy these evildoers. They'll be completely consumed, because the Lord who judges her is mighty. He is a righteous judge. He will destroy evil. He's not just destroying people who are living their lives. Okay, number 8.
Okay, describe the response by the kings, New World Order, cabal, and their minions to the fall of Babylon. Why? And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury and mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains, they will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for you. O Babylon, you great city, in a single moment God's judgment came on you. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there is no one left to buy their goods.
That's right.
So they are not her, but they have made their living off her, and now they see it going up in smoke.
Right.
No hope. So I think they're more upset about that than seeing her.
Right. They've had their whole system that they've been able to run this huge game on all of humanity. And the whole thing is just coming crashing down. I'm telling you, President Trump keeps talking about that this April 2nd will be a day of all in all of history. And I really do think that is the linchpin that causes the fall of the cabal. Maybe when you have an arch and there's that keystone is tariffs. And mm-hmm. I think that you pull that out and the whole thing comes crashing down. And they're all so sad. They're all so sad that, you know, they won't be able to continue to run this game on us. How terrible. Oh, they're crying. How terrible, O city, Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came on you. And they weep and they mourn. They're throwing dust on their heads. There's no one left to buy their goods. No one is buying the things that are made by slave labor. No one's buying the things that are bought, that are used to enslave humanity by just stealing from us. Stealing from their own people, stealing from Americans. No one's going to buy any of that. Now, we will, at a reasonable price, we'll buy these goods, and to make sure that the people in whatever country are treated fairly, and the people of America are treated fairly, and that we can have our own manufacturing, that everyone's treated fairly. Okay, we'll do that, but not the way they have been running it. All right, number 9. Isn't this amazing? This is how we're doing this chapter today. I think it's cool.
Yes, there are many extravagant goods that the merchants gained wealth by selling. Do any of them stand out to you as shocking? She bought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple silk, and scarlet cloth, things made of fragrant thyme and wood, ivory goods and objects made of expensive wood, and bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies, That is human slaves.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We read that all of our lives. We read that. And, you know, I just didn't get it. I didn't, I thought, okay, well, it's nice to have gold and silver and jewels. Okay. It's nice. Cinnamon, spice, all that's good. And then you get to the end and it says human slaves. That they sold human slaves. Right. So that's the one that stands out to me as shocking. And somehow I just didn't catch it. And maybe if I did read it, I thought about that they had done that during, you know, the Civil War, you know, prior to the Civil War, bringing in slaves and training. I guess in my thinking that slavery was a thing of the past. I don't know. I just didn't think of it as a, you know, and I did know about, you know, maybe some of the people suffering in other countries, but I don't think I connected the dots. I just thought it was a separate situation, not this huge mafia cabal that is running all this to enslave all of humanity. All right. So, and then we see that it's not, yes, it's that they've enslaved the children. Yes, it's that they've trafficked the children. Yes, even more, it's that they have enslaved their own people. And also here in America, that they've enslaved us because we have, you know, we have just, all of us taken it on the chin. You know, we've all suffered under their tyranny, and where they've just made us, so many people suffer poverty. All right. Any other thoughts on that in Revelation 18, 12 and 13? Anything that you have, Tammy?
Oh, no. I again, every time I read it now, I read embodies. I have to look at it again. It's like, once you see it, you can't unsee that.
Uh-huh. That's right. So, yeah, this is what they were, these extravagant goods that we were reading about earlier, this extravagant goods. I mean, it's there's nothing wrong with having these good things, but what's wrong with it is that it would be used to enslave the people. That's where it goes wrong. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, that they would use this. Imagine, you know, someone working on, you know, an incense factory, okay, and then that it's a child, or it's someone who's, you know, working for pennies a day and just barely have enough money to put, you know, food in their mouths. That's where it has become evil, or where these people have used the political structure so that they sell out our country to have all these things made. You know, we don't even make anything in America anymore, you know, so that's where it, because they know that we have labor laws in our country. And so they've wanted to have these things manufactured in countries that didn't have those labor laws. and that they could use this for enslaving their people all over the world. Does that make sense, everybody? All right. So yeah, I see that some comments over on the chat. So yeah, I see that you guys are, yeah, agree. Yeah, God does not enslave. D. Reese 888 says He gives freedom. Amen. Amen. All right, number 10.
Read between the lines. What does this verse mean to? The fancy things you love so much are gone, they cry. All your luxuries and splendor are gone forever, never to be yours again.
Okay, so read between the lines. What is this talking about? The things you love so much.
Yeah, Andronochrome, what is that? Different things. They're, you know, I think a lot deeper now about that mind than I used to in the past.
Me too. Me too. This is not, you know, something for, you know, and I was teaching children, so I never would have talked about any of these things with children, of course. But, you know, so it just never dawned on me about adrenochrome. It just never even crossed my mind. I mean, just couldn't even imagine such a thing. But that's what they consider their luxuries. Don't they even call them diamonds? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's what they consider this luxury, because it's, they feel like it's their fountain of youth that will extend their youth, extend their lives. And boy, have they been sadly, horrifyingly mistaken. Yeah. It's to sell your soul for that is just, it's awful. It's just awful. So luxury and splendor gone forever. And we've seen it, that some of these people are not getting their fix. And you can tell they're not looking good. They're all that splendor is gone forever. And I'm ready for that to be, you know, praise the Lord, that's ending. That evil is ending, gone forever. That will, praise the Lord, that will never happen again. You know, the Bible says in various places, I think one of them is Nahum, they won't even remember the names of the demons. Their names will be gone forever. In other words, that they've sacrifice these things to these demon gods. In other words, that all this adrenochrome has been made by these demonic sacrifices. And so that will be gone forever. Praise the Lord. All right, number 11.
Describe the shock the world will soon experience when the powerful elite cabal are arrested and brought to justice for their crimes against humanity. Who are the merchants, and why will they lament the new world order's destruction? Lament.
Yes.
The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by a great torment. They will weep and cry out, how terrible for that great city. She was clothed in the finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone, and all the captains of the merchant ships and the passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, where is there another city as great as this? And they will weep and throw their dust on their heads to show their grief. And they will cry out, how terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it is all gone.
That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, it's just hard to imagine these people weeping and crying that they can't harm humanity anymore. That's outrageous to me. That's outrageous. Who are these merchants?
Oh, it's all the people that have been living off of the cabal.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And the ones that sold their goods, bought goods.
Right. And they see it. You can see them right now. What is so cool. I love that we're doing this right now, because we're seeing right now that they are, this is happening on the news. You can see how they're lamenting. They're literally, this is happening. It's so cool. They're crying that they can't continue to to do these tariffs and steal from us anymore. They cannot continue to abuse their people. And they realize it's over. This game they've been running on their own people and on the American people is over. How terrible, they're crying. Oh, she was clothed in finest of pure purple and scarlet linens, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a moment, all the wealth of that city is gone. Oh, cry baby, Cry more. Go ahead. Cry and cry all you want. They're all watching as the smoke ascends. It's like it's burning to the ground. They'll say, where's another great city? A city as great as this? Where are we going to be able to make this crazy amount of money and get all this power? There's no other place that we could get this kind of a power and wealth. How terrible. They're throwing dust on their heads to show their grief. Oh, it's terrible. Yay. Cry more. Keep crying. You can cry all you want to because we're over it. And President Trump is putting a stop to it. It's very exciting. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a moment, single moment, it's all gone. I have a feeling that Secretary Bessent was saying this week, here it is, the 5th of April, 2025, he was saying that this is going to be, it'll take till, 2027 for all these things to get sorted out. Do you guys think that's the case? I don't think so. I think this is going to happen quickly. That's what I think. That's my opinion. I don't think it's going to be like taking a long time. From this verse right here, it would seem that that's the case. And then President Trump said something else yesterday. He said that another big, beautiful deal that's in place right now. So what is that? Someone was saying, a big, beautiful bill that Mike Johnson is working on. But he was saying it will, what was the word he used? That it will have such a great effect on the economy. I can't remember the word he used, but anyway, have a huge effect on the economy. I don't think anything that Mike Johnson's working on right now is going to have that great of an effect on the economy. I think, though, if they cancel income taxes, that would have a huge effect on the economy. All that money that we've, instead of having it go into income tax, imagine it's going into the economy. Talk about a boom. Boom. And President Trump did a video the other day about boom, 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 boom. So this is the cabal coming tumbling down. It really is. All right, I love it. Enjoy their panic. Enjoy their crying. Mm-hmm. We love the tears. We love the cabal tears. We drink them right up. All right, number 12.
What does Revelation 18:17 likely mean when it says, "In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone"? Compare that verse with Matthew 24:39. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away.
That's right. So what is it? What do you think it means?
It's going to happen quickly. It may not be in a moment, flash moment, but suddenly I think a lot of people are going to realize a lot of things. That point in the movie where everybody looks up and goes, that's what they meant.
So yeah, so here it is, Revelation 18:17 says, in a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. And a very similar thing that the Lord Jesus told us to watch for in Matthew 24. Matthew 24 is where Jesus was talking with the disciples, telling them what was going to happen at the end of the cabal, basically. Okay, don't think of the end of time, think of the end of the cabal. He says people didn't realize what was going to happen until this flood came and swept them all away. And that's, they've just like, no, our whole system of doing evil, our system of mistreating the world is over. That's really what tariffs are all about. They can't do their evil scheme anymore. It's over. So praise the Lord. All right. Any other thoughts on that? You can put them in the chat. Go ahead. Do number 13 for us.
Okay. What is the response by God's people, heavenly humanity, and the apostles and prophets? Rejoice over her fate, O heaven and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes.
Amen. Amen. We are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We are, we say that the Lord has judged them. This is the Lord's judgment on them. No, you cannot do this to the people, and you are judged. We're putting a stop to it, and then they'll be held to an account for what they've done. And their power structure, the whole thing is that their system has to come down first. Their system of power and wealth has to come down first, and then they don't have the power to stop the prosecution. Because right now they've owned the judges. They've owned Congress. They've owned all these people, and they won't be, This is including a lot of people in Congress. It's a lot of people in Congress, a lot. Okay, so our response is rejoice. Yay. Rejoice, yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, heaven and people of God and apostles and prophets. So it's us. It's all the people who are in heaven, all those people who've prophesied. If you guys aren't familiar with this book, definitely, this is my favorite. I love this book so much. This one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They were telling us all of our lives. They were right there telling us all this great information about what was going to happen at the end and how we would be rescued from our enemies and how we would rise up and it would stop them. And it's just really exciting. And also, you can listen to the book right here on freedomforce.live. If you go to audiobooks right here, audiobooks, you can listen to this book. And so it's really, these minor prophets, I just love them. So they're rejoicing in heaven right now as they are witnessing all of this. The prophets are rejoicing for at last, God has judged her for your sakes. Y'all, this was literally before Jesus was, born. Okay, before he was incarnate, this was like 2,500 years ago that you have all these prophets, the Zephaniah and Zechariah and Nahum and Habakkuk and Joel, all of them, these prophets were telling us, and they were just waiting anxiously for this to happen. And we are so blessed to live in the day when this is happening before our eyes and we're awake and we see how it's happening, what it means biblically. I mean, we really are the blessed of the earth. Don't you agree, Miss Tammy? We really are.
I do, yes.
At last, God has judged this cabal for us. Now, and actually another version, I'm going to show you this real quick. This is in Revelation 18. Let me pull this up for you real quick. When you go to BibleGateway.com, and you can look up Revelation 18, okay? Actually, let me pull the exact verse, because that's going to make it super easy. Verse 20. I'm going to say Revelation 18, verse 20. And when you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see this button right here that says all English translations of 1820, Revelation 1820. So then you can compare them. Okay, that's a little bit big. Okay. And so some of them, for example, the BRG version, do you see this one right here? This one says, rejoice over her, thou heaven, ye apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Okay, here's another one. The CEB says, because God has condemned her as she condemned you. In so many places it talks about avenge, and it's very much like revenge, or vengeance, or retribution. President Trump has said he's our retribution. He's going to bring down judgment on them for us. No doubt. That's what he's doing, y'all. Just no two ways about it. Avenge. So it's not a word that we use all the time. The GNV says, for God has punished her to be revenged on her for your sakes. Okay? This is the vengeance of the Lord. This is the judgment of the Lord. He's paying them back double for what they've done to us. And a lot, the Christian church has become so namby-pamby, they don't think about vengeance. Vengeance is the Lord will bring vengeance, and we have been praying. Remember those bowls we talked about a few weeks ago? We've been praying, and the Lord has those bowls of our prayers filled up and to pour out vengeance. This is what we've been praying for. For them to continue, they can't. This is the Lord has to bring down vengeance upon them for what they've done to the children. He just has to. To have any justice in this world, we have to have judgment against them. All right, so here's another one in the King James. It says, for God hath avenged you. God has avenged you. Now it's talking about people in heaven and people on earth, because it's like people in heaven realize they were killed. They were killed by these people. They realize that now. They realize that they were, when they get to heaven, they're like, oh no, I shouldn't have taken the jab. Or this was done to me on purpose. They literally killed me. And so they're like, Lord, even the people in heaven are saying, Lord, bring down vengeance upon them. And not just, yes, they're in heaven, so they're fine. But it's bring them down because they're going to destroy humanity. And this is what Elon's talking about. We've got to do this now because these people are making it where humanity will just literally get snuffed out. Okay. Yes, avenge us. Avenge us. Thank you, Dee Reese. Exactly. Yes, these murderers. Revenge. It won't be soon to see a perp walk or two. Yep. This is what we're praying for. And the church, unfortunately, is just like always is on the side of forgiveness. Well, you can forgive someone who has repented, but these people have not repented. They're still with the gun pointed to humanity's head to this minute. All right. Am I getting excited? All right. So that's what it means. That's what it means. And it makes my heart angry when the church is not teaching God's word. This is wrong. We have to teach God's word. What does his word say? That vengeance is the Lord's, that the Lord will bring down vengeance upon our enemies. This is all throughout God's word. And for them to just basically take that and chop it out and not talk about it is not biblical. God's house must be a house of prayer and of truth where people teach the truth of God's word. Okay, I'm going to have to calm down. All right, number 15.
Okay, let's see here. Do you feel that you need the Lord to take vengeance on the New World Order? Yes or no? Why? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do.
It's time for them to pay.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Ooh. We need the Lord to take vengeance upon our enemies for the children's sake. And that is this damage to children. One of my dear friends was trafficked, and she's just still struggles with it. This is not just a one-time thing. This carries with them the rest of their lives, and it's really, really, really tough. It's really tough, and I pray that there will be treatments that will help people to be able to overcome all that has been done to them, the Ibogaine and different things. But, you know, the Lord has got to bring down judgment on them. Yes. Why? Because this cannot continue. And they deserve it. They deserve it. Bring down double the penalty. They brewed a cup of terror for others. All right. Number 16.
How does Revelation 18:20 square with Jesus' command to love your enemies and 1 John 5:16? If you see a fellow believer sinning in a way that does not lead to death, damnation, you should pray and God will give that person life. But there is a sin that leads to death, and I'm not saying you should pray for those who commit it.
That is one of the strangest verses in the entire Bible. Mm-hmm. You will never hear that taught in church. You just won't. You just mm-hmm. won't. It's not going to be taught. It's not going to be taught. But I'm telling you, I'm not picking verses out to talk about and cutting out other ones. I'm telling you the whole enchilada. The Lord says to love your enemies, but there are sworn enemies who have sworn allegiance to demons, and we cannot give them even the smallest chance. They must be eradicated. That's all. That's what this verse is saying. If you see a fellow believer sinning in a way that doesn't lead to death, let's say that they stole a pencil in second grade, or, you know, maybe they're doing something, you know, wrong. Maybe they're lying about something, or they, whatever. Maybe they're cheating, whatever. It's just a little, whatever. It's just a minor infraction. Pray, and God will give that person life. God will help that person to recover from, you know, whatever it is, whatever sin. And this is normal vanilla sins, okay? But when we're talking about something different here, 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, there's a sin that leads to death or damnation. There's a sin of taking in demons. There's a sin of joining with demons to destroy humanity. He says, I am not saying that you should pray for those who commit that. Why would he not want to pray for them? Because this is the deal. People will say, oh, I've repented. I've come to Christ. I'm with you now. I'm going to church now. And the sheeple will believe it. The sheep will buy it. And they'll go, oh, we just need to forgive this person. Sorry. But then they really are just, they're just playing someone like a fiddle. And this is why the sheep have been, the game has been run on us over and over and over. We're so forgiving. We want to forgive someone. We want someone, when we do want someone to come to Christ and to repent, of course. But we're so easily fooled into thinking someone did when they are just lying. And so actions speak louder than words. We have to follow their actions. The actions are proof whether what someone is doing. As James clearly said, that, you know, I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you that I've repented by my actions. And these people clearly have not repented to this very day. The fact that they're fighting so hard to continue this boondoggle to destroy humanity and enslave Americans, enslave the people all over the world, that tells you right there they have not repented to this very day. Okay, so this sin unto death also is called, a couple of other things in the Bible, is called the unpardonable sin, and it's called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. These people, because as I keep saying, and I know it sounds like a broken record, but I want to make sure everyone understands, they've blasphemed the Holy Spirit by casting out the Holy Spirit to take in demonic spirits. You cannot have both. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and the demonic spirit in someone. They can't. There's only one or the other. Okay? So they have cast out or blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They call it the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's not to say a bad word. That's not the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is something much darker, much deeper, and that's why they lied to us about this. The truth about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and I'm telling you, very few people understand this, but I'm here to tell you the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is to cast out the Holy Spirit and to take in demons. That alone is the unpardonable sin, when they've literally taken in demons to work under the direction of demons. Okay, y'all with me? I think that's clear as a bell. That's clear as a bell. And that's the only reason John told the people in 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, not to pray for these people, because you cannot trust a demon. You cannot trust a demon. I just put this out this morning. The head of the EU, what's her, von der Schlank or something, her name, whatever her name is. She looks so nice. She looks so nice. She's very pretty. She looks so nice. And she's a demon. I said she's a demon. She is a demon. It was just came out that she was using EU funds to try to destroy their political enemies. She is a demon. She has made sure that they can continue running this horrible game on all the people of Europe, in the entire European Union. That's what her role has been. And I don't care how pretty she looks, she is a demon. She's taken in demons. And not to pray for such. This is what it says. All right. So this is who we're talking about. And the Lord has told us, you know, yes, love your enemies, but he's talking about those who are able and willing to repent. Maybe, you know, maybe they haven't repented to this day. Maybe there's something that they're doing and they're being mean to you. Or maybe there's, you know, they stole from you or whatever it is. But there's certain sins, as he says, that are not leading to damnation. There are certain sins that are just vanilla sins. All right. And so we love them and we pray for them and we ask the Lord to give them the gift of repentance. All right. Now, question number 17.
Describe what will likely happen on earth when the angel takes up the stone like a great mighty millstone and casts into the sea. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it to the ocean and shouted, "Just like this, the great city at Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again."
Right. What do you think is going to happen when that?
That's when they go to the abyss. That's when we see them no more, or they get judged.
Right.
In jail.
Right.
So out of their seats of power.
Yep. Yes. Right. And we're seeing even now. Like we're seeing with the border being closed in America, that these ones who've done this evil are being removed from America, but also this MS-13 is being removed from Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, they're being removed from they were removed from El Salvador and put in that, Bukele put them in that El Salvador prison. You know, all, just imagine all of these, every one of these minions, one by one, or maybe a, you know, 100 by 100, or however quickly it happens, that they'll just be removed one at a time. Remember I told you guys this story about when our Lord Jesus said that, you know, one will be taken, one will be left. These ones that have been taken are taken to judgment. They're being taken to Bukele's prison in El Salvador. And the ones that are left to do a good job in the cabinet. Like this week, we had several traitors that got removed. They got loomered. And they got removed because they were in there to do mayhem. And they were removed from these positions. And they're being, you know, I don't know that they're being sent to you know, to prison, but they're being removed from these positions of power. And with violence never to be done again. This is the end of it. The end of it. This is not just a four-year election. This is the end of these criminals running everything. So they'll never be, all this evil will never be found again. All right. Anybody else got a thought on that? I'll read that in the chat while you're doing number 18.
Okay. Compare Revelation 18:21 to Matthew 18:6. How does this point out the specific evil crimes of the New World Order? Matthew 18:6 says, "But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me? It were better for him that a millstone was hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea."
There you go. It talks about that huge boulder that's tossed into the sea, and it's just ba-boom. The whole thing is just destroyed. Their whole system is destroyed. Praise the Lord. And so it's, you know, it's very, very similar. And they're just drowned. This whole thing is drowned in the depths of the sea. Just think of it as just completely destroyed. And so if you do this, if you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Yeah. I think it's a very similar passage. You'll be completely destroyed. Yeah. These people have thought it was a game. They thought it was they got hooked into this power trip that I'm a queen. I'm in power. Nothing can happen to me because the judges, you know, we control the judges. We have the whole thing locked up. You cannot escape the vengeance of the Lord. It'd be better for them to have the millstone tied around their neck and drowned in the depths of the sea. And they've done these horrible things to these precious children. So evil, and I'm glad at least now we know it's hard to deal with. It's hard to face, but it's important that we know so that we understand who we're fighting. Go ahead. Did you have any else that you want to say about 18?
Me?
Yes.
I was just thinking that when I start seeing those judges get taken out of their seats,
yes,
that would be a big day.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes, exactly. Love it. We want them all gone. all right, so number 19.
Okay, interesting that this verse uses the word millstone also. Describe the destruction of the New World Order, beast, antichrist, and what stands out to you. The sound of harps, singers, flutes, and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No craftsmen and no trades will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The happy voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world.
Yes, yes. Interesting. It's got another with the millstone. Isn't that interesting, right? So, it goes into a lot of detail, but the point is, their whole system is finished. There's no more, you know, activity because their whole system has crumbled and been tossed into the sea. It's done. No more harps and flutes and singers and trumpets, no craftsmen, no trades, no sound of a mill, no happy, you know, working and no happy spending all this money, no happy just hurting the people. Which they think is so fun, you know. No, happy voices of brides and grooms. All that they've done to to enjoy this lavish lifestyle and all this luxury and the extravagance at our expense is over. And they deceive the nations with their sorceries. They deceive the nations with their sorceries. Yeah, I think I've got another question about that coming up here in a second. But this is, yeah, very interesting that it talks about this millstone. Any thoughts on that, Miss Tammy?
No, I'm just, I think when two or more places point to the same thing, I'm excited.
Yeah, exactly. This millstone is getting tossed into the depths of the sea.
Yes, being very clear that they will be gone.
Yes.
More.
Yes. So if anybody tells you, just say, okay, that's your opinion. But I know the Lord promised their entire structure would be destroyed. It's going to be destroyed. And there's no getting around that. Nothing can stop what is coming because this is biblical. All right. So we'll talk about these sorceries, I think, on the next question or two. All right. Number 20.
Describe what it will be like on earth when the New World Order of Babylon is gone. Mm. Will their eradication be complete? I think yes.
Yes, we're clearly.
Yes.
According to Revelation 18, 22 through 24, according to actually the prophets, you know, they told us that it's over. Their eradication will be complete. And the system that will be set up will be such that there just won't be room for mistreatment of people anymore. There won't be, we won't allow it. And it's not going to be because we'll start some proxy war. It's going to be because it won't work in the golden age to mistreat people because this entire cabal will be gone. But it'll also be that people will understand if they do, there'll be judgment will fall and also they won't be able to do business. Okay? So even if they didn't want to treat their people not nicely, if they know that this will cut them out of being able to do business, then they go, okay, we got to follow the rules, you know, because we don't want this to happen. Unfortunately, what's been happening so far is whatever rules have been in place have not been used. So no one's been held to an account. So, but in the future, they will be. And everyone's going to know that when this cabal falls. All right. Number 21.
Give examples of the sorceries they have used to deceive humanity. Oh gosh, there's so many. The HWO, the AMA, the CDC, the FDA. I mean, there's so many three-letter CIA, everything. The vaccines for our children. We've been seeing a lot, even how the Amish don't have all the illnesses that we have.
Right.
They don't take the vaccines. The pandemic, the chemtrails in our skies.
Right.
What is that they do? They brainwash us with the media.
Right.
You know, some of it's very subtle. Also,
it's sorcery.
Sorcery, yeah.
And someone was just saying on the chat that they, like, why is it that people don't wake up? And it's because they keep hearing the same thing from all these, from the radio, from the, you know, whatever media that they're listening to. And it's sorcery because they just can't come out of this mind. It's all just being the brainwashing. So
when they use different decibels of sound now. Just to ensure that we're listening at a level that does that.
Yeah. It's a sorcery, no doubt. Yeah. The music is sorcery too. And the like you were saying, the medicine, that's demonic sorcery, no doubt. To do things to destroy your immune system. Tell me that's not sorcery. That is demonic sorcery, no doubt. They deceive the nations with their sorceries, no doubt about it.
I just remember the news always going on and on about how we had great, you know, freedom of speech versus China that had propaganda. So they got in our mind that what we're hearing is not propaganda. It's real. So you're free in America.
Right.
You hear the truth.
Those poor people over in Russia listening to Pravda. Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's funny. Isn't that the funniest thing? Yeah. We felt so sorry for them. Duh. Yep. And that's the same thing that's basically happening in the church is that people are starting to realize, are thinking, oh, those poor people, and they're going to go to hell. God's going to destroy them. And we're the ones that are going to be saved and we're rescued. And it's like the whole thing was misleading. All right. So the other thing you were saying is about the financial system. Talk about a sorcery there. how they've charged us interest on money they've created out of thin air. Talk about sorcery. I'm talking about sorcery right there. All right. So, yeah, and their eradication will be complete. Now, number 22.
Give examples of how the New World Order, Babylon, is responsible for the blood of the prophets and the saints and all those that were slain on earth.
Right.
And we just kind of talked to some of those, but the, you know, the pandemic, the chemtrails, the vaccines, the war machines.
Right. The war, that, there you go. There's another sorcery. Right.
GMOs that cause mental health.
Right.
Of course, the financial reserve.
Yep. The sorcery. Huh? What would you say?
I said the financial reserve. The financial.
The Federal Reserve. Yep.
You know, trickiness with the whole money thing.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, and how they tricked us into thinking that we were going in to save the world, and they were just ended up using it to kill our people in the war. So awful. All right, list some of the ways you'll rejoice when Babylon is fallen. Everybody put something on the chat that you'll be so happy.
Mm-hmm. I'll be happy that family members will, a lot of this division will stop. Oh, that's probably my favorite thing I'm looking forward to.
Oh, me too. That is so great.
The division they've caused is crazy.
Oh, I can't. Yes. Amen. I can't wait for that. And also just for everyone to be well and no longer taking things that are harming them. If you haven't gone to my health page, go over there. And we have found out about this long ago. I just posted something before we came on because 17 told us about how they have been using these things to harm us. He told us this long, long ago, like 2017. And so at that point, we start to research, you know, how not to use some of these products that are so harmful for our health and how to make sure that we detox and all that. So if you go right here on to Melly's health links, just freedomforce.live/health. These are the things we've been accumulating all these years to try to avoid and overcome the things that they've done to us. freedomforce.live/health. You can check that out. I'll be so happy when we don't have, you know, we have clean food and clean water and clean air. I just cannot even wait. I can't wait till, you know, the truth comes out about end times. What?
No wars, peace throughout. It's just.
Yes. No more wars.
You don't feel guilty for enjoying the day and what God made.
Yes. And just beautiful, clean, blue skies. I can't wait till we have blue skies. I just cannot wait for that. Yeah. All of that. It's going to be so wonderful. No, so wonderful. And actually leaders that you can trust, you know, like President Trump, you know, that you just know that they're working on behalf of the people. So, you know, so all that. Mm-hmm. And where you can walk the streets and not have to lock your doors. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so exciting. All right. So now let's see, what is the last question? Since the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, Satan has been the prince of the power of the air. And thankfully, soon he will be cast out. He has been ruling this world with all this deception and this evil. But this is, we're at the threshold of 1,000 years of peace, where the Lord Jesus will take and assume his role. If you didn't look at, if you haven't done Revelation chapter 11, go back and watch that video and do that chapter in the book. And here's where you get the books right here on, I'll share this link. But yeah, it's called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. This one right here is the one. I say that. Don't tell me my mouse is doing that again. Okay, that one's a different book. Okay, why is this mouse being mean to me today? All right, so here we go. This one right here. This one right here. Just really excited to see, you know, how the Lord has helped us to understand all these things. So check into that. But you know, he has been, but on chapter 11 in this book, it's Revelation chapter 11, we talked about how he's assuming his role as the king. We've known he was the king, but now the Bible says in Revelation, it says he will assume his role. Obadiah talks about him being the king. Zephaniah chapter 3 talks about him literally, physically being here as the king of the world. And that everyone, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he's the Lord. And that we're going to have no more rule by Satan, the prince of the power of the air. So very, very exciting. Would you read the rest of that in question 23?
Sure. So Thankfully, soon he will be cast out. What we are witnessing, the destruction of the worldwide criminal cabal, Antichrist, is monumental. This amazing salvation of humanity was all purchased by the precious blood of Christ on the cross. So we have victory over the evil principalities. Let's take this opportunity to tell our Lord Jesus how wonderful he is and how grateful we are.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. He bought all this. This is what Easter is about. Yes. Is that he bought all this with his blood on the cross for us. Praise the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord Jesus going to the cross to die for us, we could have none of this. Satan would run the world, and there would be no chance of ever having Satan cast out except for our Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think it was Coast Rider saying he'll be so happy when the no more child murder. Thank you, Lord. No more trafficking of children. No more abortions. Praise the Lord. Every child will be protected. Praise the Lord. Yes, with where we are headed. Where we are headed. Beautiful. I can't wait for beautiful music that's not just, all that. All right. I think that's everything. So I'm going to share real quick also the link to, this is the videos to catch up on all the studies. And Songbird, please put this over on the comment section. That's that one right there. Here's the one for the health. I'll pop that one right there. And there's the health one. And also the one where it talks about, that's freedomforce.live/health. And then the one to listen to the ebooks right here. Let me just pop that one real quick. You can get that one. freedomforce.live/audiobooks/songs, because I do have my scripture songs that you guys might enjoy learning. And I think that's really helped me a lot, is having so much scripture memorized that the Lord helped me to piece this together because of just, and also the fact that I didn't go to the Schofield seminaries. Let me see if there's anything else. I think I showed you that. I think that's it. I think that's everything. Number 21, we only have, I think, 26? We have 26, so we're almost finishing the entire book of Revelation. Next week will be, chapter 19, where it's the Lord Jesus on the white horse. That one's coming up next week, so get ready to do your homework and enjoy that one. It's really, really a great chapter that's coming up. So we're getting to the part where it's not as much of the exposure and the revelation of revealing all this, but the winning. And I love you. That's where we are in all of humanity. We're at the place of the winning. I'm ready. So let's pray again. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you bought this with your own blood. We praise you that you are the King of the world. We praise you that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord, and that the minions of Satan will be gone. We just are so excited. Thank you, Lord, that Babylon has fallen and that you are having vengeance upon her for our sakes. For those that we've loved that have gone on to heaven, and for those of us who are here, so that we can have this beautiful golden age, this beautiful days of peace on earth. Again, we just lift up everyone. Strengthen them, Lord. Protect us from all the trips and the traps of the enemy, that they've done so much to try to harm us. And we just praise you and thank you and love you so much. And just are so thankful to get to be an eyewitness to this, and to be on the front row to watch all of this. And Lord, we just pray you continue to strengthen President Trump and those who are really fighting hard, like in the cabinet with Rubio and Lutnick and Besant and all these who are sharing the truth online. Lord, just continue to give them the strength to share the truth, and also for people to hear it. Bless the hearers. Help them open their ears. Open their eyes, O Lord, to see it. And those who have done evil, we can't wait for you to toss them into the depths of the sea like that millstone, because of what they've done to all of humanity, enslaving humanity, what they've done to the children. They will be, they will receive the reward, double their penalty for what they have done to us. We praise you and thank you that you are faithful to your word, and that you will do these things, because nothing can stop what is coming. This is your plan. We praise you and love you. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I want two things. Marge Mosley, You've been called to the principal's office. Now you're not in trouble. And also, Coast Rider, would you stay on the live chat for just a little bit? Don't check out. I have a question to ask both of you. If I need your help on some things. And I think that's it. Anything else, Miss Tammy?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Don't forget to do your homework. I will see you over on the social media. Don't forget over on our Telegram. If you don't know where our social media is, where you can have fun, go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and you will see how to join with us on the social media so we can share all this truth that the Lord has given us, and we'll just share it as fast as we can go. I guess that's it. I love you guys. You ready? I'm going to try to do it this time where I don't cut myself off. Here we go. I love you guys, and we will talk to you later. Okay, let's see if I